opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. And coming up between 12 and 12.15, we're going to have Tiffany Hayes, Valkyrie's guard. She's going to be joining us. We are the flagship of the Valkyries, and they are now 7-6. And I still am blown away that they're over under for wins this season started at 7.5.
They could hit tomorrow night against the Liberty.
Unbelievable. Tiffany Hayes coming up probably shortly after 12 o'clock. We're talking about the three Bay Area franchises. And the Golden State Warriors obviously made the playoffs this year. The Giants right now are in playoff position. And the San Francisco 49ers, we'll see what happens with them this year. But there's a chance that all three of our teams could make the postseason this year, and that hasn't happened since 1989. And yet it still feels like there's a lot of disappointment and angst.
Well, that's what I find interesting is I can sit up here and say, you know what? I think that 2025 is going to be the best year for the Niners, Warriors, and Giants combined since 1989. And plaster that, and I guarantee people are like, this guy's an idiot. Like, what are you talking about? But not all three of them have had success at the same time or in the same season. They've had success around each other. A couple of the teams have succeeded in the same year, but not all three at the same time.
Nope. And then we're moving along to the three guys who run these franchises: Mike Dunleavy, John Lynch, Buster Posey, and talking about the jobs that each of those guys inherited. Of course, Posey and Dunleavy very recently, John Lynch 8 years ago. But why do we trust these guys? Why do we trust Mike Dunleavy? Why do we trust Buster Posey? Why do I trust Buster Posey as much as I do?
Is one of the reasons because you think his job is the easiest of the three?
No. The reason I think it's Posey is because it feels to me like they've done a 180, and it started when he was hired. And it's coincided with virtually everything. I haven't sensed very much excitement about the Giants in the recent past. I sense a lot of excitement now, and I'm giving Posey all the credit for that.
That's
but,
fair.
But I mean, I'd give it all to Dunleavy or Lynch, too.
So none of the players?
Well, I would give the same amount of to the players as I would the players on the Niners or the players on the Warriors.
Well, I see that I actually don't know about, because I think anytime Curry's on your team, credit goes to him. You know, I think that the lack of a star, which is what Posey brought in with Devers, does also allow you to kind of look around and say, well, what's the difference? What's missing? Well, it's got to be Buster. You know, I do think that by virtue of his sport, his job is, it's a little easier. Like, he doesn't have to deal with a salary cap.
All right.
He's on the board. So Pasta came in during the break and said it's probably easier for him to get some things done because he is a part of the ownership group. And again, I do think the cachet that he carries, the gravitas of Buster Posey, is probably greater than your average first-year executive. You know, he has the trust of everybody in that organization. And he's earned it. But that's not often afforded, I think, to someone who gets hired in their first year.
No.
Like a lot of executives are just surveying the land. Like, John Lynch has got to evaluate who he's got to get off his team in 2016-17. Dunleavy's a bit different. But his first job was to come in and cut payroll. Like, that was his first task as general manager of the Warriors. So it's a little different where Posey's able to step in and, you know what, hey, Buster, if you can get us the guys that you think are best to win, here's $500 million. Have fun.
I think that with Dunleavy and with Lynch, yes, they, and this probably is one of my reasons why I might be more bullish on Posey, is because he is a part of ownership, and that gives him a clout with them that the other two guys don't have. Like, I envision there have been multiple times when Lynch and Dunleavy got, you know, ran into management, or ran into ownership issues, and they weren't able to execute their plan exactly as they wanted. I get the sense that at least right now, you're right, Posey's doing whatever he wants. Now, he's taking advice and he's taking input, but I don't get the sense that Posey's is going to be said no to very much. And maybe that's another reason why I'm more bullish on him, because maybe the Giants ownership is less likely to get into the muck and to influence stuff as the Giants. Like, I think Lacob and Jed York could theoretically muddy the waters in terms of decision making, but I think Posey's got more independence, less reliance on them because he's one of them and he can win them over.
Well, he's also not going to get penalized for giving out a bad contract. Like, if you give out a bad contract in basketball, that hurts you for like 2 or 3 years. If you give out a bad contract in football, like, let's say the Brock Purdy contract turns out to not be a good contract, that's going to set your franchise back for years because of the position, but also because he's now making 15% of the salary cap. There's no pressure on Posey whiffing on Adames. There's just not. If Adames turns out to be a bad deal, we're going to look back at it and say, yeah, that was a bad contract. But there's no consequence for it. It's not his money. It's not our money. We don't care. That's why a lot of people, I think, have been frustrated with owners across baseball. But here in San Francisco, too, it's like, it's not our money. You don't have a ceiling. You can spend as much as you want. That's what Posey has also got. And apparently it doesn't feel like it's been difficult for him to open up those checkbooks. They've been available to him.
And that's part of the reason why maybe I'm more bullish on him, is because it feels like he set up a dynamic where they can spend money, and it feels like in the past they didn't spend as much money.
Well, last year they did. I mean, they're a luxury tax team.
Truth's in Oregon. What's up, Truth?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Thanks
for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
A whole lot. So I just wanted to chime in. This is an outstanding conversation. Love this conversation. One of the things that I was thinking is, go with Buster Posey is who I trust the most. And it comes down to the fact that, like you said, they did a 180 when he came on. And there's this, you know, freshness and there's hope. And so part of that is that.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Freshness part.
Truth. Looks like he was just getting there.
Oh.
What's up, Truth?
Yeah, so...
Go ahead.
With Lynch, I feel like the difference is Buster's new. He hasn't had the opportunity to do only some good things. He hasn't made any huge mistakes. John Lynch, no matter what you say, he's part of trading three number one picks to get Trey Lance.
That's a good point.
So has he done a great job? Yes. But there's a big difference with, Lynch has had the opportunity to do some things that weren't great as well. I wanted to chime in on the other part real quick, too, is the 49ers are the golden jewel. You know, if you're older like me, or even if you're not and you're younger and you're like, wow, I've heard about the five Super Bowl wins. I remember in Super Bowl 47, my brother texted me before the game and he said, the 49ers do not lose Super Bowls. I'm not worried. And the reason why I think there's a level of dismay with 49er fans, it's not just that they've lost Super Bowls, championship games, it's how they've lost, which we don't need to go over, Kyle Williams and all the different games. But I'm just saying, it's the way that they've lost. So I think there's a level of mistrust that you can get over the hump when you don't even know the rules in overtime in a Super Bowl with a team that's built like a Ferrari. And you don't get them past that finish line. So that's my two cents. I think a big part of it is simply that they couldn't get the job done, and they haven't done it yet. You guys have a great day. God bless.
Thanks, Truth.
Appreciate it, Truth. Yeah, that's fair. Look, I
forgot about that. But we haven't really gotten into specific moves.
But in a way, that almost makes me feel more confident in him because – not only, Steiny, was he able to survive making a completely awful mistake, a potentially franchise-altering mistake, they actually got better. Like, they were able to survive that, and there's consequences for it, but in the time that Trey Lance was on the roster, they made two NFC Championship games. And he didn't play. And he's a bust, and he's gone. Like, that's a critical error. But I don't know. Like, I don't know how many people could still have as much success as the Niners during that period of time.
Well, it sounds a little similar to Barry Zito when he signed as a free agent.
But again, there's not a consequence for giving a big contract in baseball. They're just not.
Well, there is if you pay a guy all that money and he stinks. That's a consequence.
It's a stain, but you don't lose draft picks because of it. You don't get to not spend more money because of it. You don't lose a roster spot you do lose a roster spot. You give it to the player. But, like, you know what I'm saying?
I can make a case that the 49ers drafted a rookie quarterback and moved up to get him, and that's just a gamble. The Giants signing Zito, they thought they were getting somebody that resembled a Cy Young Award winner, and he wasn't even close. So,
well, they thought that they were getting 30 home runs and 100 RBI from Willie Adames.
What's your point? He's on a pace for 21 homers. No, what do you want?
My point is that player is still contributing. Barry Zito is not a good contract. He still pitched a big game against the Cardinals in Game 6. He still started Game 1 of the World Series, I believe. Like, he still did things that helped you win. But it's different when that has to be your highest paid, like, when that's your only guy. In baseball, just because of the rules, there are less consequences for swinging and missing on a big name free agent than in basketball and football.
So you're saying Posey, you're not giving it to Posey because his job's easy?
Easier. That's a look.
Well, I mean, it's easier in that you can.
I feel like people think I don't like the guy. I'm just, what I'm trying to say is that's, I believe more in Lynch because I've seen him do it. That's really why.
Okay. And the,
I'd believe in Posey more than Dunleavy.
How much of that has to do with the job itself? And where they are.
A lot of it. Yeah, Dunleavy's in a much tougher position than Buster Posey is. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Yes, but you also kind of have to look at it, where are they right now? Well, the Warriors might be a better team than the Giants right now. And I get it, they're older, and the Giants' three core guys are younger. But right now, Posey's job would be to get the Giants into the playoffs, win a round, and then that's what the Warriors did, kind of. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the difference is, all right, let's say the Giants, which is possible. I think they could get to the NLDS. They might even be able to win two series. However far they go, that's going to be, you know, like the jumping off point, right?
Yeah.
The only difference is the Giants could hypothetically go out and sign the best pitcher on the market this season, or go out and sign the best hitter on the market this season. Whether they do or they don't, neither here nor there. The Warriors cannot go acquire the best free agent on the market this offseason. They can't add to what they have. The Giants will be able to add to whatever this team turns out to be. And I think that's a big reason why it's easier to have faith in the Giants than the Warriors, because the Warriors are kind of stuck. And however good this current iteration is, like, it, you know, we'll learn tomorrow who they drafted or they take at 41. But for the most part, this is who the Warriors team is going to be next season. The Giants have a chance to add at the deadline. They have a chance to add free agents. They have a chance to evolve. The Warriors do not.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and the Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go to Ty. Ty's in San Francisco. What's up, Ty? How you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I really appreciate the conversation you're having about Posey, and specifically Posey and the Giants, the Niners, my two favorite teams. I think I agree with a lot of things you're saying as far as Posey, the fact that his position was a catcher, and the fact that he's on the board, all the things you're saying, I think 100%. But you remember also when they won 108 games that year, when Posey was on the team, and then the next year they just bombed. I think Posey had a lot to do with that, specifically because of the regime, which, you know, seemed like a regime that's more worried about 3 o'clock, drink your protein shake, as opposed to actual baseball. And Posey was the guy that kind of kept that going for them. And if, you know, they had to bounce something off Posey, they're not going to the manager, they're going to Posey, right? How this pitcher's pitching, whatever, right? So I think plus he was a Giant, right?
Yeah.
So I don't have really issues with Posey, right? I mean, and like you said, 180 degree, right? Shanahan and Lynch came in as a package deal. They came in together. And the problem with Shanahan is he kind of gets over his skis a lot, and he has too much power.
Hey, Ty, I got to ask you to call back because we have our Valkyries player, so appreciate it. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Tiffany Hayes, Valkyries guard. Tiffany, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Hey, guys, no problem. What's up?
Hey, how has this season met your expectations or exceeded them?
Definitely met and definitely exceeded. I was coming in, definitely. We want to win. Of course, we're a team full of gritty players who are going to play hard. So I knew we were going to eventually get it, but we are really, like, showing ourselves right now. Like, we got it really fast. So our expectations, they get higher and higher every game. We give ourselves more and more goals. and we reach those goals. So we set them higher the next time, and we go from there.
Tiffany, as someone who's been in this league for longer than anybody on the roster, you are in a unique position to be both obviously a contributor, but also a leader. What's it been like for you to step into that role for a brand new team and have to lead everyone both on the court, but also by example?
Yeah, it's definitely different with it being a brand new team. But at the end of the day, it's still a basketball team and it's still basketball. So I'm able to take my the good things I know with leading by example and also apply that to leading with my voice more here, because I think we needed a little bit more here. But at the end of the day, I think everybody's stepping up into that role as well. Like, we have so many people that have great things to say and great things to add. So we're doing it as a team, and it's going great.
Tiffany Hayes joining us on 95.7 The Game, Valkyrie's guard. Are you aware of the difficulties that expansion teams have had in their first season in the WNBA?
I mean, I'm not too aware, but I know we're definitely exceeding those expectations. I think we've already broken the record for the best record for expansion teams. So, I'm gonna, just say kudos to our team for being so good and go from there, because we are an expansion team, but we're not gonna play like it. We're gonna go out there and play like how we know how to play, stay together, play with each other, and keep on going up.
Yeah, I know Vegas had your win total at 7.5 for the whole season, and you're already at 7. And we had
7.5.
That's what they had. Yeah.
That's what Vegas get.
we had your coach on last week, and I asked her about goals and things like that, and she said, "Well, it's we're stressing process over results, but you guys are 7-6. I mean, are you starting to come up with more tangible goals, like the playoffs or making a run, or what's your mindset right now after 13 games?
I mean, after 13 games, like I said, we just want to hit our next goals. We're focused on what's right in front of us. We want to stay present. We want to enjoy. We want to enjoy each moment. We want to learn from our mistakes, and we want to go from there. We're gonna keep our goals private as a team, and we're gonna keep hitting them. And like I said, we're gonna stick together and keep getting these wins and make our hometowns proud.
Well, Tiffany, one thing that your head coach has made public has been your identity, the idea of the theme of killers. Like, that's what she's called your team, and that's kind of the way that you've played so far. It looks tenacious, aggressive, physical. When you hear head coach Nikasi say killers, and what she's trying to institute that in training camp at the beginning of the season, but what does that mean to you?
I mean, we've been hearing it every day. So you hear something like that every day, it starts to become your identity. So I also think that's why we've been taking that into our games and just, being so tenacious on both ends. And what that means to me is exactly what she said. We can't let anybody, especially coming into our home, and we got to defend Valhalla. So that's exactly what I think that means. Like, we just got to defend.
Tiffany Hayes joining us on 95.7 The Game, Valkyrie's guard. You're obviously a WNBA veteran. You've been around a little while. In your wildest dreams, when you came into the league, I mean, could you ever have imagined playing on a Valkyrie's team or any team in front of 18,000 every single game?
Yeah, this has actually been a really great experience for me. I've never experienced fans like this before, and I always shout out to Valkyrie fans, and I'm going to shout them out again. Shout out to you guys. I'm coming from all over in the Bay Area and showing love every single game. It's been truly amazing. I've been in this league 13 years, like you said, longer than anybody on the roster, and I've never seen anything like it. So shout out to you guys. Keep coming out and supporting every single game. We need you. You guys are the difference makers, and we appreciate you every single night.
Tiffany, I'm not sure how much you're allowed to speak to this, but I did read some comments. You're talking about the upcoming CBA for the WNBA, and I was just wondering if you could sort of expand on it. You said it's a defining moment for the league. As someone who, to your point, has been around for 13 years, who has seen some ups and downs and see where the league has the potential to go, why do you feel like this is a defining moment for the WNBA?
I won't say too much about that. I'll just say it's definitely the league is growing, and that's why I think it's a defining moment, and we want it to continue to grow. So that's all I'll say about that.
I got you.
Hey, have you told Brandon Pajemski to settle down yet?
Nah, man. I mean, he's on our brother's team, and he's coming to show support every night. And I commend him for that. I mean, he's showing big support for us. So I see him after the games. He's hugging us after the games. He's showing support for us to the games, and we really, really appreciate that. Not a lot of teams get that support from their brother teams if they have a brother team. So we love it, and we appreciate him for coming out every night.
Well, you do share a slight difference. But Pods earlier this year had to play with a mask on. He said he didn't like shooting with it. He didn't enjoy it. You've been wearing the mask for some time, and it feels like you're having a little bit easier. You've had a little bit easier of a go. Like, how quickly did it take you to get used to playing with a mask on?
Oh, it wasn't quick. It was a lot of behind the scenes work, and kudos to my team who has been helping me get through that. It was definitely a kind of a hard transition, but it's getting better and better each day, and I can't wait to get out of it, but right now it's going well, so I'll just keep it at that. I don't want to jinx myself.
Yeah.
Knock on.
Well, Tiffany, I mean, you guys have gotten off to a great start. You've captured the imagination of the Bay. It's been a great great story so far, and Wednesday you got the New York Liberty coming up.
We do. We want to see everybody at the game cheering us on again.
All right. We know you played them twice earlier in the year, so you owe them.
We do owe them.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Continued success, and absolutely positively, you guys have caught fire, no doubt about it.
Yep. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate you guys. Go Bouts. Let's get it.
All right. That's Tiffany Hayes, courtesy of the River Islands guest line.
She's cool.
Yeah.
She was the one who was, you know, really in the grill of Caitlin Clark. She could defend.
She double teamed her with Pods. I mean, no wonder they shut her down. All right, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment sponsored by LifeSource Water Systems.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.